anything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today, we take you to the Healing Arts Gallery, an extension of Enlo Hospital in Chico. We'll talk with a group of cancer patients who have created an exhibition called The Restorative Power of Art and Poetry. It features paintings and literary pieces by and for cancer patients. And the Cancer Support Program Coordinator will tell us how such an exhibition can benefit both artists and patients.
Isn't it romantic? Music in the night.
The romantic comedy Sabrina Fair is having its final weekend of performances at Chico Theater Company. The story is about the beautiful daughter of a chauffeur who finds herself choosing between the two sons of the family for which her father works. The play was the basis of the 1954 Audrey Hepburn film, Sabrina. We'll listen today to music and dialogue from that film version of Sabrina Fair. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
Reading's Riverfront Playhouse stages Pride and Prejudice, based on the novel by Jane Austen. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. There's also a Sunday afternoon show at 2 o'clock. In Red Bluff, Anna Popovic brings her award-winning guitar style to the State Theater for the Arts. Catch her masterful electric funk and tight blues grooves starting at 7 o'clock. Tonight, at Chico's Downtown Plaza, the reggae sounds of Mystic Roots. Experience this group, a longtime favorite of Chico's, starting at 6 o'clock. Chico Theater Company closes its production, Sabrina Fair, the romantic comedy on which the Audrey Hepburn film was based. Curtain times, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, with the final performance, Sunday at 2. Next Thursday, 1078 Gallery in Chico opens the exhibit Flim Flam, works by Jessica Eastburn, contemporary montages of pop culture iconography. You can meet the artist at a reception at the gallery on Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. At the Paradise Grange, Mossy Creek, this 7-member folk and bluegrass ensemble plays tonight starting at 7. The Paradise Art Center features creations with a Western theme, paintings, jewelry, handmade traditional Native American dresses, and more, all crafted by artists from the center. This show, titled Cowboys and Indians, can be seen Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, or Saturday 1 to 4. At Grass Valley's Center for the Arts, there's a new twist on a Shakespeare classic. A Midsummer Night's Dream, a musical fairy fantasy, features newly composed music and the original language of the bard, but shortened to be more accessible to family audiences. Your final chances to see this show? Tonight at 7 o'clock, or catch one of the matinee performances tomorrow or Sunday at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Playwright Bertolt Brecht argued that if art reflects life, it does so with special mirrors.
Oh. This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm at the Enloe Regional Cancer Center, the Healing Arts Gallery, speaking with Cancer Support Program Coordinator Rebecca Chenelou, as well as four of the artists who are participating in the current exhibition that combines literature and visual images. First, I'd like to ask you, Rebecca, why are these exhibits so meaningful to you and to the patients that you work with?
Well, I think what's exciting about this exhibit of poetry and art is, number one, how great it is to have a creative endeavor like this happening at a place like a cancer center. It's something that you don't normally think of, and yet people who have used art in their own healing process, these lovely women I'm here with today, are coming together and creating something that then will help our patients and their families get through their healing process. It's an exciting thing.
Have you found that it does have quite an impact on the patients?
Well, if you come over to the Cancer Center, you see that the gallery is near the door. There's a bench in front of it, and people are often sitting there waiting for their rides. So I often see people who, you know, who knows what they've just been through as they've sat through a long day of treatment or talked to their doctor, and they're sitting there looking at the gallery, and I see it every day. I see this art having an impact on people every day.
I'm speaking next with Joan Goodrow, who is a poet and photographer, and it was her idea to get the visual and written arts together for this exhibition.
I got the idea about a year ago. I had seen some exhibits that combined poetry with various forms of artwork. So I thought, what better to have a dialogue between poetry and art here at the Healing Center? And one of the first things that I did was to collaborate with the artist. And I walked into her studio, and I found that it was just so natural and so easy to find her paintings that matched my poems.
And this artist is sitting next to you, Rita Rickmer. So what was that experience like? Why did you identify with her paintings?
First of all, they had an element of realism in the art, but it also had some fantasy and surrealism. And it just matched my particular poems very well.
Can you read an excerpt from one of these poems?
Well, this is a poem that went with a painting that Rita had entitled London. And so I'm going to read just a little portion from it. I'm on my way to the doctor's office, and I'm very nervous. But on my way in, I happen to see a white feather, thumb size with great frills, floating down before the entrance. I look around to see the dove it molted from. But there are no tree branches, only the still, empty sky. Where does this come from, this parachute of hope, to land on rough asphalt? Stop me in my tracks. Hold me close in my present.
Well, I can see why Rita would be excited to collaborate with you. What was that collaboration like?
Well, her poetry, while dealing with things that she actually encountered, the words are also, to me, very metaphorical and very visual, so they bring up imagery that might be different for each individual. Within my own artwork, especially the pieces that she picked, they all deal with memories, and I think that that is where we definitely connected, was the concept of dealing with these different memories and things that we actually had in common that we didn't even know we had in common until we brought the poetry and the artwork together.
I see a sparkle in your eye, Joan.
Well, I think she said it so well that it was just a happy combination of her paintings and the fact that it was part of a series, Germany and London and also Morocco. They were different countries that she had painted, and yet they seemed to fit together so well with the poems that I had brought.
I'm turning now to two other participants in this exhibition who collaborated with words and images. Let's first consider Barbara Luzader. What was your experience like collaborating with Patricia Willingham Jones, who is a poet?
Well, Patricia approached me at one of my own art exhibits, and she said that she hoped that I might work together with her on this project. She's the one that introduced me to it. And she says, I'll send you some of my poems, and you read them, and you see if you could come up with some illustrations. And since mostly what I do right now is photography, that's the medium we chose. I read through her poems, and they just struck me so profoundly. I just became so emotional as I read them. And it was really important to me to capture the heart of each of her poems with just that one single image. She said, if you already have something, we'll just use that. Well, I happened to have one that had been a photo that had been sitting with nowhere to exhibit it. And with just a few tweaks, I knew immediately that was one of the illustrations we would use. So I worked that one up, and she thought that worked just great. The others were ones that we worked on together, and she'll tell you a little bit about our collaboration.
Patricia, what was that collaboration like for you?
It was so much fun. I sent Barbara a bunch of poems, and she picked the ones that she liked the best. And then she had some ideas about how she might respond with an image to the words that had struck her. That sounded wonderful, anything she wanted to do, of course. But then we started talking about practicalities, and it turned out that I had some of the props that would be useful for some of the things that she would like to do. For instance, some owl feathers and some red socks and some shawls. And she had some of the others, like rocking chair and tree and so forth. So we got together and had a wonderful morning using my body and arranging it here and there and putting the props here and there and shuffling things around. It was great to see this image take shape, inspired by the words that were already there, which had been part of my cancer journey and had already done a healing process for me. I'll read just a little segment of the poem called Suppose the Owl Calls My Name. It's a Native American lore that if you hear the owl call your name, it's a sign of approaching death. Today I lie awake just before dawn, focus on the owls calling along the creek. My ears strain to make sense of soft mutters. On these mornings of dark questions, I rethink my day's clothes, haul out the red socks, yank myself up.
Well, what about that really struck you in a personal way?
What really struck me was the courage that was involved in that story, about the fear that she felt, and about she didn't let that stop her. She just got up, pulled on her socks, and went about her way, even though the owl's feathers were falling around her feet.
Well, I think that's something that everyone can learn from this exhibition. That is, a diagnosis of cancer doesn't mean that your life and your creativity stop. So these artists are giving witness to that. Rebecca, can you give the location and the dates of the exhibition?
Yes, we're located at 265 Cohasset Road. That's in Fountain Medical Plaza across from Chico Sports Club. And it will hang through the middle of October 14th. So it'll be up for 3 months. And we warmly encourage everyone to come. You don't have to be a cancer patient to come check out the Healing Art Gallery at Enloe Cancer Center.
How about the hours?
The Cancer Center is open from 8 a.m. until 5:30 p.m., and it's right in the main hallway, so you can come in anytime we're open, and that's Monday through Friday.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Play production ending its run at Chico Theater Company this weekend is Sabrina Fair. It's the original play on which the 1954 movie Sabrina was based. The story is about the character Sabrina, the daughter of a chauffeur employed by a rich, upper-class New England family. The family has two sons, and Sabrina has always had a crush on the younger son, David, who's kind of a ne'er-do-well but very charming playboy. The family has lined up a very proper upper-class young woman to become the bride of David. And so the older brother, Linus, who's much more responsible, takes on the job of distracting Sabrina and getting her away from David. And because this is a romantic comedy, you probably guessed that an unexpected romance develops between Sabrina and Linus. Here's a song that was used as a theme song on the soundtrack of the 1954 movie Sabrina. It has music by Richard Rodgers and lyrics by Lorenz Hart. Isn't it romantic? Here's one of the most famous recordings of that song. It's sung by Ella Fitzgerald.
Isn't it romantic? Music in the night, a dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic? Moving shadows right, the oldest magic word. I hear the breezes playing in the trees above. Why? Oh,
Isn't it romantic merely to be young on such a night as this? Isn't it romantic? Every note that's sung is like a lover's kiss.
Isn't it romantic? Well, if you're talking about the play that's currently on stage at Chico Theater Company, but only through Sunday, the answer is yes. The play Sabrina Fair continues tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon. Let's listen to some dialogue from the famous movie Sabrina, which was adapted from that play. This has Audrey Hepburn as Sabrina and Humphrey Bogart as Linus.
This is what you do on your very first day in Paris. You get yourself some rain. Not just a drizzle, but honest-to-goodness rain. Then you find yourself someone really nice and drive her through the Bois de Boulogne in a taxi. The rain's very important because that's when Paris smells its sweetest. It's the damp chestnut trees, you see?
I see.
You're very clever, Linus, and very rich. You can order yourself some rain.
Oh, sure. I can order myself some rain. I can get myself a taxi. That's easy. But can I find myself someone really nice? That's not so easy, Sabrina. Say in French, my sister has a yellow pencil.
Ma soeur a un crayon jaune.
How do you say, my brother has a lovely girl?
Mon frère a une gentille petite amie.
And how do you say, I wish I were my brother?
Ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur.
Why are you looking at me that way?
All night long I've had the most terrible impulse to do something.
Oh, never resist an impulse, Sabrina, especially if it's terrible.
I'm going to do it.
An excerpt from the 1954 classic romantic comedy, Sabrina, which was based on the play Sabrina Fair. The original play version is on stage right now at Chico Theater Company. It plays tonight, tomorrow night, and then the final performance is Sunday afternoon at 2. This play was adapted into a second movie as well in 1995. And that version starred Julia Ormond and Harrison Ford. Let's listen to music composed by John Williams for the 1995 remake of Sabrina. And this features violinist Itzhak Perlman. Thank you. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts where you live. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.